describing someone who's strong. Ever use it to refer to somebody who's overweight?
Yeah, that's stout.
How about in describing butter that isn't good? Have you ever heard anyone use that term? The butter that's
stout? No.
It's not.
Strong might be strong, but it wouldn't
but not
be stout.
Stout.
Be strong.
What would you say? How would you describe someone who's easy to get along with?
Say they're pleasant, good-natured, kind.
How would you describe somebody who, like a teenage boy, who's just all arms and legs and knots over everything he comes in contact with? How would you say he's so?
Well, I guess he's
talking about his physical.
Clumsy.
Clumsy. Anything else?
Say he had the jitters.
You can't walk through the house without getting something over.
Still in his milk. He's so
clumsy. Ganging.
If a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain... seems to do silly things. He's a plain...
Can't think of anything I'd call him except a nut.
Well, what's a little bit stronger word than a nut? I mean, that he just doesn't have any sense. He's just
a food, I guess.
What do you call people who would just never spend a cent?
I'd call him a miser.
Anything else?
Cheapskate.
If you use the word common about somebody, what would you mean? If you said that girl is very common, what would that mean to you?
Well, I would just think she...
Would it be a compliment?
No, would not.
Would mean that she was very ordinary.
Yeah, that's right.
It would not be something good to say.
No,
it
wouldn't.
If you were talking about an old person who still does this, her housework and doesn't get tired, you might say, for her age, she's, quite what?
Energetic, I guess. She's real active.
If you were talking about a very old person, what word might you use that you would not use if you were talking about a young person?
I guess picky.
What would you use if you were describing a young person who was very active and wiggly, like a child?
Fiery or something like that. Or she was real active.
If the children were staying out late, you were expecting them home, and you were beginning to think it was time for them to be there, you would say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
worried.
I'm not easy. I feel a little...